Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Truth is found to be lies. Know the joy within you.
That's Grace Slick bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the NFIB, among many other things. He's also the founder of an independent community bank, which makes him another example of why he's my hero. He's also a past educator, head of a school of business at Temple University. I mean, the credentials go on and on. The Small Business Optimism Index is his big baby that he's been nurturing now for more than 40 years, and it's what we talk about every month in the show. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Smallbus.org, right? Smallbusbus.org is where they can find your survey, your index, and also
all the charts in the last 12 monthly reports.
Yeah, the real good stuff, including his summary, folks, and the commentary, which are plain English things that you want to know about. And Bill is gracious enough to allow us to post it on our website, which we appreciate very much. Bill, we talked about these conditions, and they're not good right now. What do you see any light at the end of the tunnel for the rest of the year?
No, I don't. Remember, it's an election year. So all the policies are oriented toward just getting votes, not doing the right things for the economy.
Yep.
If you listen to the administration's already told us what it's worried about. It's trying to get $1 billion, you know, for climate change. It's worried about the war on women. It's worried,
yep.
You know, it's
trying to raise minimum wage and change the overtime rules. I mean,
well, that's it.
I mean,
he's trying to redistribute income again. He thinks that the way you get the poor people better is not to give them a job. So these 1.5 million people who don't have a job now, they used to have a job. They used to be in the middle class. And the best thing you can do to restore the middle class, if indeed we have to, is get the economy moving. But he's not making any moves policy-wise to help the economy. He just wants to try to make people who he thinks have more pay more. And so that's why he's doing the minimum wage. That's why he's doing the overtime rules. He just thinks, you know, you can kind of force people to give up the income that they have and make these other people better off. And history says no, and he just doesn't look at history. He's philosophically driven.
And Bill, when people hear you and me lay out these facts, like taking on Boeing in South Carolina because they built a legal plant there, NLRB taking Boeing on just because they didn't like it that Boeing built it in a right to work state. When you think about raising minimum wage, when you think about the overtime rules, when you think about Obamacare, which has many more shoes dropping this year, and small business owners know that, and our customers understand that now. When you see all those things, it's. I keep reporting on these things, I fear that it makes people think, well, you know, you just don't like Obama. It's not that, folks. It's that his policies, his worldview is basically no less, in my opinion, Bill, it's no less than an assault on my business. What do you think?
I agree with that. You know, there's a recent article about the NLRB's attack on blueberry growers in California because that he thinks that, you know, they pay them too little, and so he's trying to figure out ways to force them to pay more, and they're running, you know, tell them how many people they can have and what they can pay. So, you know, it's just, and it's every way we turn, and of course you've got the Health Care Act. I mean, that's still a horrible thing that's going on.
Bill, we're only 25%. Into how ugly that's actually going to get. We think we know about a lot of ugliness about Obamacare. Even former supporters of it are now saying things like that. But I think we're only a fourth of the way into how ugly it's going to get. Not only for the bill, but the way it's going to affect the overall economy and the way we live.
Right.
What do you think?
21,000 pages of regs already, and they're still writing them now. What small business owner, what large business owner can figure out how that 21,000 pages plus impacts them, what it makes them do, fines them for,
right,
shuts them down for, you know.
Well, and don't forget, it's not affordable. The cost of these things, we're now realizing that the cost of Obamacare, cost of these policies, are going to take more of our money out of our pocket.
Exactly, and that give it to the government.
That doesn't make consumers want to spend money when they know that, does it?
No, and the Department of Justice is out there extorting all kinds of businesses. Another $1 billion from Toyota.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Folks, gird your loins. Bill and I both are sorry for reporting these things, but it's what we have to do. I'm really looking forward to happier times. Bill, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day with the NFIB Index of Small Business Optimism. Got to go for this hour. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.